We begin the current daf in Sefer Yuma Daf Vav. We begin 8 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous dafim, going back to the beginning of the Masechta of the Mishnah. And that we said in the Mishnah, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol B'chulu, we separate the Kohen Gadol 7 days before he has to go and do the Avodah in Yom Kippurim inside the Beis HaMikdash. So that the Gemara asks, Lama Mafrishin, why do we separate the Kohen Gadol 7 days before it? So the Gemara responds to the question, Lama Mafrishin, what does it mean? Why do we separate? Kedekamrina, like we had, as we mentioned in the previous dafim, either like Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that learns it from Miluim, either Rish Lakish Kedisle, or it's like Rish Lakish, the way his source that he learns it from, is that he learns it from Har Sinai. Either as we find by Miluim that we said, L'chaper is telling you Yom Kippurim, that there was a separation of 7 days, so too by Miluim, and the same will apply to Yom Kippurim. Or we learn that from Sinai, that we find over there, that there was a separation of Moshe Rabbeinu before he went to the Machne Shechina. So what's the Gemara's question asking, why is there a separation of the Kohen Gadol 7 days before him? So that the Gemara says, Hachakama. What the Gemara was asking was, Mi Beis Olam appears. That one of the criteria that we mentioned in this, that we separate the Kohen Gadol 7 days before, is that we separate him from his house. And the question is, why does he have to separate from his wife? Because that's essentially what the halacha is telling us, that he has to separate from his house. In other words, why can't his wife come with him? Because the fact that he's going to the Lishkas Parhedrin wasn't because of there's some type of a sanctity, some type of kedusha over there. Because by default, there's no yeshiva in the Azara. No one's allowed to sit, most definitely not allowed to lay and sleep, only for the kings of Malchus Beis David. So he's going there for 7 days, obviously going to sleep there too. So obviously it's not, there's no kedusha over there. So the only reason would be not to be there, to have some kedusha, but rather not to be where he was originally, which is home. But why is he separating from his home? What is the purpose of that? So now the Gemara says, Tanya learned the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseri Omer, Shemi timotzei ishtoi sovig nida, maybe it might happen that his wife will be in a doubtful state of nida, the yovo yaleha, and he will have relations with her, and then he's going to be tamei for 7 days, and he's going to be invalid to do the avoda on Yom Kippurim. Therefore, yes, we have a source for the separation. But the separation, why does it have to include separating from his wife? That's because of another element, because she might be in a state of nida, and he might have relations with her, and then he's going to be tamei for 7 days, like a boil nida. And that's why we separate him from his wife, because we need him to be in a state of tahara for the avoda Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara asks, Atu Birshi Askinen? Are we dealing with wicked people over here? That we're talking about the Kohen Gadol, that he's going to have relations with a suffix needed, with a doubtful needed. What's the question? If his wife is tar, he'll have relations. He will not become tummy. And so the only thing is that if she's a definite needed, for sure he's not going to have. So a doubtful state, only Rishon do that. If it's a doubtful state, they make sure that she's not in a state of needed. He won't have relations. What are we talking about? Ella rather, the Gemara amends the teretz in saying, Shema Yava Yelishta, maybe he will have relations with his wife, and she had a cheskas tahara, he had taken for granted that she was in the state of tahara, v'timotzei safek nida, and then it will be retroactively discovered that she was in a state of doubtful nida. Now, how is it that you could be, after the fact, in a state of doubtful nida? And that is, if, let's say, she finds blood on the sheet that she wipes herself with after relations. Now, then she finds blood in that. But it's not known if whether this blood was there during the relations or that came after the Maisa Biyah. Now, there's a halacha that a boyul nida, someone that has relations with a nida, he becomes tummy 7 days like the nida, and therefore he's going to be forbidden to come into the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippurim, because now he has that situation of the tumah that the doubtful nida has. He acquires that same suffix, and therefore he's tummy for those 7 days, and that is why we have to separate him mibesai, not to go specifically lishpahedin, that's just a place where we isolate him. Now, why is that? Because we have to separate him, but why from his house? Because from his house is where his wife is, and therefore he might have relations and become tummy, and the only one that could do the avoidah is the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, we have to make sure that he's not going to have any relations for 7 days before him. So that the Gemara says that Amru Rabban Kamed Rav Chizda. So the Rabbanan, they were saying over this teaching in front of Rav Chizda, and they said, come on, who is this like that we said that he has to separate 7 days so that we have a source from? But why specifically from his house? In other words, from his wife, that he shouldn't have relations 7 days beforehand so that it shouldn't come out that she'll have find blood and which will then be doubtful if she was in nida during relations or not, and then hence he will have the status of a Boil Nida. So on that, they said, Kareb Akiva. The Amar, obviously, that this halacha was stated in our mission, like Rabbi Kiva, that he said, Nida mitame es boyala, that a Nida will transmit tumah to the one that has relations with her, but specifically lemafreya, retroactively for the entire 24-hour period that has passed. In other words, just like there was a gzera of tumah, that is, any woman that finds dam nido, we say that whatever she was in contact with within the last 24 hours, we say that she probably had dam den o. So hence she was metame, which there's a halachas of tumah relating to the dam of nido too, to the nido that she was metame things retroactively. And that we say the same halacha of saying that she probably had the dam in the last 24 hours applies to someone that has relations with her too. So hence if she finds it 12 hours later, we say, oh, so the husband had relations with her, had relations with a nida, and hence he's a boil nida. And now he's talking for the next 7 days. And again, that's why we have to separate the Kohen Gadol from his wife for 7 days. The Irabanan, they continue the logic. They said, because if it would be like the disputants of Rabbi Akiva, but rather like Rabbanan, Ha'ami, they say, Ein nida matameis boila. The nida, for the 24-hour period that has passed, if she finds on her sheet that she's wiping with, she will not transmit tumah to the one that has relations with her retroactively. And this is machlokes that's brought down in Masechtas Nida in Perikol Yaron Daf Yudal and Manalf. And there the Mishnah says as follows. It says that it's the custom of the Jewish women that they have relations with what's called two edim, two different cloths that they use. One for him to use to wipe himself after relations, and one for her. Now, if it's found on his cloth, then they're both tumah for 7 days. And that's because most definitely, if he's finding blood on his aver, it was definitely there during relations, because it's not the norm for a man to have blood coming out of his male member. So it must be that it came from her, and therefore he obviously got it from her during relations. If it's found on her cloth right away, so then the halacha is, if she wiped herself right after he removed himself and right after relations, then again, most definitely both of them will be tummy, because obviously it was there right then, and then right after the second, she went into wipe, and she checked, and she found blood. Then the Mishnah there says, a term of nimtza la'achar zman. If let's say it was found at a later point in time, which means to say that she didn't do it immediately after relations was over, then she waited a little bit, and then she did a badika, then she checked, then they are both tame, but misafik, out of doubt. Now, what is included in the category of achar zman? So that the Mishnah says, the amount of time it takes for her to get off the bed and then to wipe herself by that area, then the halacha will be that then she will transmit tumah mi'eis leis, whatever she was in contact with in the previous 24 hours. And however, she will not be metameh her boila if it was la'achar zman. She will not transmit tumah to the one that had relations with her. Rather, she'll be like a regular woman. Whenever she finds blood, that she transmits tumah to objects that she touched in the halachas of Tyrus retroactively for 24 hours. However, regarding the iser, and regarding transmitting tumah to the boil, to the one that has relations with her, there they did not make the gzera in the previous 24 hours. Whereas Rabbi Akiva, as we just quoted before, he says, no, that even there, we would apply the same halacha, that it would be metameh the boil, and hence he would become tameh for the next 7 days too. So this is what they wanted to say, the Rabbanan from the Rav Chisda, that must be that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva, because we're saying that maybe it's going to be found out afterwards that she found dam, which is obviously we're not talking about immediately, and hence they were saying that it will make him tummy for the next 7 days, that he can't do that voida on Yom Kippurim. That's like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabban hold achar zman. It's not metamez boila. However, Omelhu Rav Chizda said to the Rabban that were telling him over this logic that it must be like Rabbi Akiva, says, no, afilatim Rabban, you could even say that our Mishnah is like the Rabban. Because ad kan li pligi Rabban led Rabbi Akiva. When did Rabban argue Rabbi Akiva and say that if it's not immediately, that then he will not become tummy retroactively in the whatever was in the previous 24 hours? That's ela ba'achar achar. That's only if, literally, that means later. In other words, she waited a significant amount of time after what immediate would be after relations. Av b'chad achar, but if it was only one later, which means to say after what immediate is, which means to say in the amount of time that it takes. So again, immediate would be right after he removes himself. But after immediate would be an amount of time that before, how long it would take to get down from the bed and then wipe, as it says in the Mishnah, as the Gemara is explaining now. When it says there in that Mishnah, Ezehu achar zman, what is after the immediate time, and there it says that is going to be tamei misafik, that maidule. There on that halacha, that criteria, they agree and they don't argue Rabbi Akiva. And that is, it's only by achar zman that they argue, by a later time, as it says there in the Mishnah. then afterwards, after the amount of time it takes for her to get down from the bed, and then she would wipe to check and do a bedika, then she would metame whatever she touched in the previous 24 hours, but not the boil. However, in one acher, which means, say, within that amount of time that it would take to get down from the bed, but not yet, in that amount of time, that would be included, that the Rabbanah would agree to Rebbe Kiva, and they would say that, yes, there would be a Tami Misafik, and therefore he would have halacha of a Boyal Nidam, and hence, he would be a Tami for 7 days. So our mission that says that we have to separate him, 7 days may base life specifically from his house, not to be next to his wife, so he doesn't have relations, because then it might come out that she'll check and she'll find blood, and he'll be Tami Misafik of Boyal Nidah. That applies even to Rabbanan, because they agree in one Acher, when it's an amount of time between immediate and getting down from the bed and checking, that then, yes, he would have the halacha of Bayal Nida Misafik. So, continuing on this, the Gemara says, Amr Abzeira, Shema Mina, we can infer from this halacha, that, again, our Mishnah said that we are Mafrishin, the Kohen Gadol, the Shivas Yam, we separate him 7 days before. And we just explained our Gemara, that the reason for this is because of concern of Tumas Nida. So, in that we can infer that boil nida in a kanida. That it must be that it, when we say that boil nida, that the man has relations with the nida for the menstruating women, that he has the tumma as the nida for 7 days, is not exactly like the nida. And that is because although the nida is forbidden to immerse herself in the mikvah until after the 7 days are over, and that is when it's the nightfall already of the eighth day, the beginning of the eighth day, must be that the boil nida is not like that, and rather b'tevel b'yom, that he could immerse during the day. And that is, on the seventh day, he could go and into the mikvah. And that would explain why our Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol only needs to be separated for 7 days. And therefore, even if the day before, or that day, let's say, that he's being separated, he was he had relations with a suffix nida, a doubtful nida, but it doesn't make a difference because he could count that day, like what's called mikzas yom kikul, he could count it as 1 day already. And therefore, when it comes to the end of the 7 days, on every Yom Kippur, which is his seventh day, he could immerse in the mikvah. And then, when Yom Kippurim starts at that night, he'll have Harav Shemesh sundown, and then he'll go into the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippurim to start doing his Avaidus, because since he could do the Tefillah during the day, that's okay, because he'll be tar by the time Yom Kippurim comes around. Because as the Gemara says, D'i Amrit Boil Nida Kenida, what Reb Zeir was saying was, if you say that Boil Nida is the same like a Nida, so then Amos Tavel, when is this Kohen Gadol going to immerse himself? If, let's say, which is what we're concerned about, why we're separating from 7 days from his wife, is because maybe he's going to have relations with a woman that will be a nida, his wife, on the day that he separated himself. So when's he going to do the tefillah? So obviously, like you're saying, like a nida, which is belelia, at nighttime. Now, which night would that be? If he's separating 7 days before Yom Kippurim, that would be on the night of when Yom Kippurim actually starts. But then, l'machar hecha avad avayda. How tomorrow, which is the day of Yom Kippurim, is he going to do the avayda, which only the Kohen Gadol could do? But v'haboy harav shemesh, he needs sundown. And that is because if he already immersed when night had started, he didn't have the sundown, he has to wait for the next day, which would be Matzah Yom Kippurim, for sundown to be tahar. Elav shema minah. So obviously Reb Zeir says, we could hear from this, that bal nida, any kanida, must be that, although again, that a bal nida, someone has relation with a nida, gets the tumma of nida, just like nida, 7 days, but in this area he's different. Because although a nida has to wait till after the total nida has passed, after the 7 days, then when the eighth day begins, she could immerse herself in the mikvah. However, it must be that the Kohen Gadol, who we're concerned about a state of Boil Nida, could immerse on the seventh day, even before the end of it, and then become tar with the Harav Shemesh, the sundown of the beginning of Yom Kippurim. And that's why separating 7 days is okay. So, because even though on that day, that let's say that seventh day, in other words, the first of the 7 days, he had relations, but he could count that day as day one, because that's how Nida works. You're counting that day as the 7 days. So 1, 2, 3, you count 7. And then on the seventh day, which is Yom Kippurim, you tovel during the day, and you become tahar at night there with sundown. However, on that, the Gemara says, Rav Shimi min Arda Amar, he says it's not true. He says you don't necessarily can infer this from our Mishnah, because afil tema boil nida kanida. You could even say that truthfully, someone that has relation with a nida is like a nida, and that his tefila is by night time. Now, so how am I going to understand this halacha then, that it's enough with 7 days? It should need 8 days. And that he says, when the Mishnah says that you separate him 7 days before Yom Kippurim, it means a small moment, an hour, whatever it is, before sundown. So what he's essentially saying is that really 8 days before Yom Kippurim was when we would separate the Kohen Gadol. Now, why is our Mishnah calling it seven? Because that little time from that's left over from that eighth day, in other words, from the beginning of the 8 days, is not significant enough to call it as a separate day. And hence, since you're separating right before the 7 days, which is on the eighth day before, so then he's going to be able to count that as the beginning, as the first day. And then what's going to come out is that he's going to be able to tevel after the 7 days are over, which is just the same thing as a nida. The bo'el nida is going to be the same, and you could only immerse at night. So that means every Yom Kippur that night will already be post the 7 days. And then he'll have Harav Shemesh the following evening, which is the beginning of Yom Kippur, and therefore he'll be tahar totally by the time Yom Kippur comes around. And therefore, what Rav Shimi wants to say is that it's not a raya that from our Mishnah that bo'el nida is not like a nida and you could table during the day. Maybe it's only at nighttime like a nida, but what we mean by seven means to say like a full seven, like right before the seven begins, which is really 8 days, and hence you'll have already had your nighttime the day before Yom Kippurim, but not to have it by the nighttime of Yom Kippurim itself. But on that, the Gemara asks on Rav Shimi, but Meisa, you learn the Braisa as follows. Kol chiv tefilas, all those that are tamei that are obligated in tefila, in immersion in the mikveh to become tahar, tefilasim bayam, all of their immersions are during the day. As the Gemara learns in Masechtas Megillah, Nav Chafam and Alf, that says, V'chetu b'yem ha'shvi, that the purification will be on the seventh day, v'rochatz b'mayim, and you'll immerse in the water. So obviously, during the seventh day itself, during those days that you're counting, you could already immerse in the mikveh. It doesn't have to be at the nighttime. However, nida b'yiledes, there are two exceptions. A woman that's a nida, that specifically was menstruating during the nida days, which is the 7 days of nida and 11 days of ziva, via ledis, and the woman gave birth, tefilasim belaila, their immersions are at nighttime, and that's because nida, it says in the pasuk in Mayikra, shivas yamim, that for 7 days, tia benidasa, she should be in her state of nida, which means say that she should be in her state of nida all 7 days, which means she can't immerse, then she has to wait till they're over, and then immerse after the 7 days. And the Yeledis, the woman that gave birth, is because we compare to Nida, as it says in the pasuk over there, Kimei Nidas Devoise Titma, that we compare a woman that gave birth to a woman that's a Nida. Hence, she also has the same halacha that her immersion has to be at night. Now, the inference of this braisa is that Nida in Boil Nida Lai. That we see that only a Nida immerses at night and the Yeledis. But a Boil Nida would not be, because it only says these two exceptions and it doesn't include a Boil Nida. So obviously, not like Rav Shimi, rather like Rav Zera, that a Boil Nida is not like a Nida and it does immerse by the day. I think one says, no, that's not a raya, because nida v'chol da'asim mirabuya, it means a nida and anything that comes in inclusion in the category of nida, which would be a bel nida who takes on the tum of a nida, therefore it's not a raya. Maybe when it says nida, it really includes a bel nida too, that again, the tvila would be by nighttime. So the Gemara continues asking. It says, Meisvei, we learned in the Mishnah Masech Zavim. Balkeri kemaga sheretz. It says that a person that has a seminal emission, his halacha is like someone that touches a sheretz. Now what that means is, as the Gemara assumes, it means to be able to have the tevila on the day that you became tummy. You could go in the mikveh that day that you became tummy, as the Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Samach Zayinim and Aleph. And Boil Nida, Ketamei Meis. Someone that has relations with a Nida, his halacha is like someone that became tummy from touching a corpse, which is that you could do your immersion in the mikveh on the seventh day. So that the Gemara asks on Rav Shimi, my love latvila. Obviously, the comparisons are for their immersions in the mikveh when they could do it. That we say about carries like a sheretz that could be on the first day because they become tar in the evening. They could do it during that same day they became tummy. And bal nida like tamei mace, which is that you could immerse during the daytime, which is not like Rav Shimi who wanted to say that a bal nida is like a nida that you could only immerse at nighttime. Nothing immerses loy. Lutumasan, when we were equating these two categories, where for the halachas of tumah, that is a balkeri, is like someone that touches a sheretz, that his tumah is only for that evening, and only has halacha of a rishon l'tumah, not an ava tumah. Whereas when we said a bel nida is like a tumah mace, we meant that it has its tumah for 7 days, and it's an ava tumah, which is a high level tumah, like a tumah mace. But no one said about regarding his tefillah, because regarding that, there is a discrepancy between the two, and that is a bel nida is by laila, and the tumah mace is by day. Now that the Gemara asks on this interpretation of the Mishnah to be able to resolve Rav Shimi, but Tumasin Behedik Sibhu, why would we need to say it as halacha to equate a bel nida to meimeis? But the Psukim say explicitly regarding both of them, their halachas of Tumah, because Hai Tumah Shevik Sibbe, regarding a nida, it says, the bel nida, it says in the Pasuk, Vatihi Nidasa Allah Vitumah Shevik Sibbe, it says regarding the bel nida that he'll be Tumah for 7 days. Vahai Tumah Shevik Sibbe, And regarding the Tumei Mes itself, it also says explicitly in the Pasuk that he's Tumei for 7 days. So therefore, why would we need to have a halacha in the Mishnah Masechet Zavim equating the two if we have Pesukim that already says it? So we continue on to Amud Beis. So therefore, it is difficult according to Rav Shimi. You can't say the Mishnah is talking regarding the Tumah, must be regarding their Tahara process, which is the Tefillah. And that is just like Tumei Mes, the Tefillah is Bayoim. So too is the Halacha regarding someone that's a Boil Nida, that we see that the Tefillah is by day, not like the way Rav Shimi wanted to say. So nothing more says, no, you could still resolve it according to Rav Shimi, because La'olam Tumasin, truthfully, it is equating the two of them regarding their Tumah, that it's for 7 days, and that they're Ava Tumah. Then the question was, what do you have to say that for? We have psukim that say that. And that you're right. We only said it because Sefer Yitzchokhalei, we needed it regarding the Sefer, so we kept that uniformity of saying this halacha because we wanted to show but where there is a discrepancy. Because it says there in the Sefer, El Hashachamur Mimenu Bel Nida. But however, although they are the same, which is as we said, according to Rav Shimi, it means that their Tumah is the same 7 days, Avatumah. But on some respect, a Boil Nida, someone that has relations with a Nida, is more chamer, more stringent than a Tumei Mes. Why is that? Because a Boil Nida is Shemitame Mishkev Emoshim. He transmits Tumah through objects that he lays on or sits on, and that's even if you have 10 sheets, 10 bedspreads, one on top of the other, he'll still transmit Tumah to all of them, whereas a Tumei Mes only transmits Tumah to something that it touches. Doesn't have this halacha of Mishkev Emoshim. Here a Boil Nida will even have, for anything, even if it's not touching it, you have one under another, still it transmits whatever it puts its body weight on by sitting or laying on, b'tumah kala, in a lower level tumah, which is l'tamei oichel mashkin, to transmit tumah to food items and beverages. And that is what the Gemara is saying here, is quoting from the Mishnah Masechet Zavim, is that although generally a zav or a zava or a nido or metzair, who they are the sources of these tumah, that their tumah is a ava tumah, a higher level tumah, and they transmit tumah therefore to even adam mekelim, to people and vessels, and that is what we're saying, that a Boil Nida is not the same in regards to its transmitting Tumah of Mishkev Emoshav, to transmit Tumah even to a person or to Keli. It will only be to Oichlin or Mashkim. However, it still has somewhat of this Mishkev Emoshav in the sense of even if it's not touching it. And that is where you have a stringency of a Boil Nida over Tumei Mes. That is what we wanted to say in the Sefer. So therefore, we started off by saying that they are the same, but there is this difference. And therefore, it's not difficult why we compared them and said that they're the same regarding the Tumah, because we need it for the Sefer. And therefore, although there's Pesukim that say that they both have Tumah Sheva, we said it for the regards of the Sefer. And therefore, again, it's not difficult according to Rav Shimi, who wants to say that Boil Nida is like a Nida, and that its Tevila, its Tahara process, would be during the nighttime. Nothing more continues to ask on Rav Shimi. Tashma, come in here, the Tanya Rav Chiya taught in the Braisa, Hazav, which is the male one that has this Tumah of Zav that comes out of him, Vahazava, which is the female version, Vahamatsaira is a male that has Tsaras, Vahamatsairas, and a woman that has Tsaras, Uboil Nida, and a man that has relations with a Nida, Vitame Mace, and someone that touches a corpse, Tvilasan Ba Yoim. So here it says explicitly, which refutes Rav Shimi, it says that a Boil Nida, his Tvila is during the daytime, whereas Nida, Vyeledes, a Nida, on the other hand, and a woman that gives birth, Tfilas and Balaila, their Tfila is by night. And therefore, to Yufta, this refutes Rav Shimi. Hence, the halacha applies, like Rav Zeir said, that Boil Nida is not like a Nida, and that is although a Nida, her Tfila is by Laila, a Boil Nida is by Yom. And that's the Pshat in our Mishnah, why it says, Mafrishan Kangoda, Shibas Yamim, although 7 days will then come out, if you need Tfila by night to be on Yom Kippur, he'll be a Tful Yom. So obviously, it's Boil Nida is not like a Nida, as we see explicitly from this Braisa, that he could tovel during the day, and therefore he will have Harav Shemesh by the night of Yom Kippurim and become Torah that way. But now the Gemara goes back to how we started off the Daf by explaining why he separated 7 days from his wife specifically. But then the Gemara asks, now, Va'at sha'ata mafrisha mitumas beisai, before you go ahead and you separate him from the Tumah of his house, in other words, in regards to the fact that he might have relations with his wife and then become Tumah for 7 days because of a Boil Nida, but it sounds like that you only don't let him be with his wife. So you move him to a different location, which doesn't even have Kedusha in the sense of, because he could sleep there and sit there. But that means you're letting other people come to him. You're just not letting him be near his wife. But Hefrishay Matumas Ames, you're concerned about him becoming Tumah, and that is because for 7 days and he won't be able to do the Avodah. But you shouldn't let anybody come to him because somebody might die when they're visiting on the Kohen Gadol in the Lishkas Parhedrin. So why are you saying just not to be next to his wife, but you're letting everyone else come to him? You shouldn't let anyone come to him because if someone dies, then there's it'll transmit the tuma in the aisle for tumas shibas yam. He'll be tumah for 7 days, and then he won't be able to do that voida on Yom Kippurim. So why do you let everyone else come to him? So the Gemara gives two answers. So what you could conclude from that, from the question, you could infer from there, is that tumas ames hotrihi betzuber must be that the tumah of mess, which you're saying we should be concerned about other people coming to visit him, which will make him a tumas mess, is what's called hutra, which Gemara will shortly quote regarding when there's a tumas, a mess. Do we say hutra or hutra? Is it totally permitted that there's no problem whatsoever, not even concerned in the slightest? Which is what the Gemara is assuming right now, that regarding the karbanis of a tzibur, as it says in the pasuk regarding the karban pesach, it says ish. And if a man wasn't able to do he wasn't able to bring the karban pesach on the erev pesach because this man was tameh, so that the Gemara darshens elsewhere that yes, a ish, an individual, it gets pushed off the pesach sheni. But the tzibur, the public, if the majority of the Jewish people are tameh, they're not nitzchen, they're not pushed away, they could do the karban pesach even in a state of tumah. Now, therefore, Yom Kippur, in which all the karbanos that are being brought, even the Kohen Gadol's own karban essentially, is a karban tzibur, so therefore, we're not concerned with tumah in the slightest, because since it has a set time, and all the karbanos are totally in this avodah Yom Kippur, we consider them all karbanos tzibur, and since the halacha of tumas hames, even if someone would die, we're not concerned, so let the Kohen Gadol become tumah of a mess, not of tumas besai, of a tumah of bayal nida, but rather of a mess, that is hutra. That's like, it's like not even usher in regards to carbon tzibur. So we're not concerned about that thing. However, Vinama, he says a different teretz. He says, afilatema tumas hames tuchuyi b'tzibur. No, you can't necessarily shpah, you can't infer this from the halacha of that we're concerned of his wife, but not of other people dying on him. Truth is, you could say that tumah is only pushed away. It's not totally permitted. Now, what that would mean is that although it's a carbon tzibur, we only like push it away, which means, say, it's difficult, it's not really permitted. But what we need to, we say that if there's no other choice, then no alternative, we could do it even in the state of tumah. But as much as we could try to make it in the state of tumah, we have to. So then the question is, if we have to, we have to be concerned. So then we should not let anyone come visit him, because someone might die and then create a tumah's mess for the Kohen Gadol, which although he could, but it's what's called b'di'evit. That is what Ravina says, but tumah's mess l'shchicha, it's not so common to have somebody just dying on the spot, visiting the Kohen Gadol, tumas beis shchicha, whereas it is more common for a woman that constantly gets a period, and it's more relative for him to be able to get the tumah from having relations with his wife, and that's the reason why we make that discrepancy, and we separate him from his wife, but from other people visiting him, we're not so concerned, and that's why, even if you'd say tumah is dechuya b'tzibur, it's that we really don't want the tumah, although we allow it if there's no alternative, we still let people visit him because it's not so common. So related to this, the Gemara brings Itmar, we learned, that tumas hames, we have this machalikist regarding the tumah of that emanates from a dead body with all its relative transmissions of tumah. We have a machalikist. Rav Nachman says, hutrihi b'tzibur. He says it's totally permitted when there's a public, when it's related to karbanos tzibur, or if the masses, the majority are tumah, we're not concerned, tumah, tara, it's all the same thing. Rav Sheshes Amar, he says, no, dechuyihi b'tzibur, it's only pushed away in regarding the public. And that is, if we have an alternative, definitely we shouldn't do it in tumah, but if there's none, although generally you still can't do it in the state of tumah, for the tzibur we're allowed to do it. So now the Gemara clarifies this machlekes. Heicha de'ikka temein v'taharin bahu beisav. Where there are, in that beisav, now the way it was split up, there were 24 mishmeiris, which is 24 different groups of all the kahanim, which was a 24-week cycle. Now, every week, that mishmer from the 24 mishmeiris was split into what's called bateav, a beisav. Each family, each household had their own day. So now every day had a certain beisav. Now, so on that, the Gemara is saying that if in that beisav that's doing avodah that day in the beis hamikdash, if there are those kahanim that are tahar and tameh, kulei amaloi pligi tahar na avdi. No one would argue, even the man the amma that says that tumah is hutra b'tzibur, there's no problem whatsoever, that you definitely would have those that are tahar, those kahanim to do the avodah of the karban tamid. That although the karban tamid is a karban tzibur, still everyone would agree if the kahanim that are here today, the are taharim, most definitely will use taharim. And tameim la'avdi, tameim will not do the avodah. Ki pligi, when did we have this machlekes regarding if it's hutra or hutcha, is lahadurei v'lasuye taharim mibeis avachin. That was regarding, do we require to now go bring other kahanim from a different day and bring them to do the avodah today? And that is what Rav Nachman Amar Heter Hibitzibra. And that Rav Nachman says, no, it's totally permitted for the public, beloy madrin. We don't have to go get kahanim from a different beis av. Rav Sheshes Amaduchu Yibetim, Rav Sheshes says, no, it's only pushed away. Umadrin, therefore, if there's an alternative, there's Kahanim from a different base of, although it's not their day today, but we could have Kahan Deratar, we have to get from a different base of. That's one version in elucidating this Machlekes. Ikedat, I mean, those that say a different version. That Afila Hechad Ikatarim Betimein Bahu Beisav. Even in those Kahanim that are doing the Avodah today, we have all this family. They're doing the Avodah, and there are those that are Tar and those that are Tameh. Still, Polygraph Nachman Va'amar, Avdi Namatimein, still Rav Nachman argues, Tuma is Hutra Betzibur. It's totally permitted. Even if we have right here a Katar one and a Tameh one, it doesn't make a difference. The Tameh can still do the Avodah. We continue on to the top of Zayin Menalv. And the reason is, the Chol Tumas Mes Betzibur Rachman Asharyeh. Any tumah relating to that emanates from a corpse and all the relative tumahs that come with that, the Torah totally permits it. Again, as we quoted before in the Pasuk by Midbar, that says, Ish kiyya tumah lenefesh. Individual that will be tumah lenefesh, he can't do the Pesach by Pesach Rishon. He'll have to do it by Pesach Sheni. And that with the Gemara Darshan's elsewhere, that Ish gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But the Tzibur doesn't, and the Tzibur could go ahead and do it in the state of tumah. However, as we said and explained before, regarding Zavin, Mitzirah, and Nidus, Yoldus, that there the Tumah emanates from their own body, and that is what we mentioned before, that it's only Tumas Nested Hotza Mitzibur, but those Tumas are not permitted. And therefore, that's what we had in Manda Amma before that said that a Bel Nida would be like a Nida, and that is how, like Rav Tachlifa said in the name of Rava, that therefore there's that difference between separating from his Beisoy in contrast to the other people that would let him visit him, is because Bel Nida would be like a Nida, where there is no Hutra Betzibur. So even if you would say Hutra Betzibur and we're not concerned with Tumah whatsoever, that would only apply to other people visiting him and dying on the spot, where there would be a Tumas of Mess. However, regarding his wife, then we don't say that Tumah is Hutra Betzibur, and therefore, we have, even according to that Mandama, we have to separate him from his wife. And that was, again, the two different truths from the Gemara. Either Tumah is Hames Hutra Betzibur, and therefore, even if they die, we're not concerned about it. Whereas, regarding his wife, we don't say the Hutra Betzibur. Or we said that it's Tchuyi Betzibur, and we would be concerned about Tumah's Mes. However, it's still not a concern, because it's not so common for somebody to die while visiting the Kohen Gadol on the 7 days when he's separated before Yom Kippur.